This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday to block a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state. The Justice Department asked the High Court Monday to reverse a decision by an appeals court that allows the law to remain in effect while litigation over the policy continues. The Republican-backed law bans abortions once cardiac activity has been detected in an embryo. That typically occurs at 6 weeks, a point at which some women are not yet aware they're pregnant. The law also allows members of the public to sue people who may have facilitated an abortion after 6 weeks. The Supreme Court has already ruled on the issue once before in a lawsuit filed by abortion providers. In a 5-4 vote last month, the court allowed the law to remain in effect as the legal battle over it continues. The Supreme Court, however, has not yet ruled on the constitutionality of the Texas law. The United Nations announced Monday that a nationwide house-to-house polio vaccination campaign in conflict-torn Afghanistan will recommence next month. The United Nations praised the new Taliban government for agreeing to lift a ban on such drives. Afghanistan is one of two countries in the world, along with neighboring Pakistan, where the highly infectious and incurable disease continues to cripple children. The campaign, due to start November 8th, is aimed at reaching around 10 million children under the age of 5 across the country, including more than 3 million children in remote and previously inaccessible areas, this according to the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iraq says it has detained the mastermind behind a deadly 2016 bombing in a Baghdad shopping center that killed around 300 people and wounded 250. The car bombing in central Baghdad was the deadliest attack by a single bomber in the Iraqi capital since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Two Iraqi intelligence officials said Monday that the suspect, an Iraqi, was detained during a complex operation that was carried out with the cooperation of a neighboring country that they did not name. He was also detained in an unnamed foreign country. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak on the record. Indian authorities have moved thousands of migrant workers in Kashmir to safer locations overnight, while hundreds have fled the Himalayan Valley after a wave of targeted killings, this according to two security officials on Monday. In other areas, security forces intensified patrolling to prevent any militant activity, according to one of the officials. Suspected militants have killed 11 civilians, including 5 migrant workers, in Kashmir since early October. This despite a widespread security crackdown in the heavily militarized region. While the trigger for the latest wave of attacks was not immediately clear, Kashmir has been the site of armed insurgency against New Delhi for decades. Kashmir is claimed in full by India and Pakistan, but ruled in parts by both. The decision to move workers came after an attack on migrant laborers from Bihar on Sunday. Police said that militants barged into a rented room in Kashmir's Kulgam district and fired at them, leaving 2 dead and 1 wounded. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is warning Russia against distracting European leaders with new talks when it has yet to make good on previous commitments. Austin made the comment Monday during a visit to Tbilisi, Georgia, to meet with the country's prime minister and defense minister. He is in Tbilisi to reassure Georgia. He said Georgia and the United States have many shared interests and values, and he noted that he sees a number of opportunities for security cooperation. The visit to Georgia is the first stop of a European swing that will also take the U.S. Defense Secretary to Ukraine and Romania. Austin is also expected to travel to Belgium to participate in a NATO defense ministers meeting. And Russia is retaliating for the recent expulsion of its diplomats from its NATO mission in Brussels. It says it will suspend its mission to the alliance. It has ordered NATO's office in Moscow shuttered. Via remote, I'm Marissa Miller.